1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Officials have doubled the reward now. And this is the big news on those seven guys that split from that maximum security prison, that escaped from the maximum security prison in Texas. They have doubled the reward to $200,000 for the arrest and indictment of seven fugitives: George Rivas, Larry Harper, Randy Halperin, Michael Rodriguez, Donald Newberry, Joseph Garcia, Patrick Henry Murphy. All of these guys with different convictions, ranging from aggravated robbery and kidnapping to child abuse. These guys have been out now for several weeks. The reward is $200,000. And I guess the interesting thing to look at here is, when you're talking about a fugitive, I guess you're talking about people who are charged with capturing fugitives, like marshals. And there's also something called a bounty hunter. Some guys are skip tracers, guys that actually go out and look for people who have skipped bail. Bounty hunters will also go after people, and I'm just speaking from a very, very narrow frame of reference and knowledge, will also go after people who have rewards on their heads, like these seven guys in Texas, $200,000 worth. And one of those is on the phone with us right now from Southern California, San Diego. Dean Wheeler is a bounty hunter. And how long have you been at this, Dean?
Well, Phil, I have been started as a skip tracer, and I have been a bounty hunter now for about 5 years.
Let me ask you a question. What do you got to be a bounty hunter?
To be a bounty hunter?
Yeah. What are the requirements?
Well, you have to be at least 25 years of age. You have to be a U.S. citizen, and also, Phil, pass a gun permit check. You cannot have any felony convictions. You also have to register with the sheriff of the town. He or she is a resident, you know, doing business and carrying an identification card. A professional bondsman also is required to present to the sheriff a list of all bail recovery agents. You call or fax the police department in the jurisdiction where you're going to be serving a warrant or undertake an investigation.
And so when you're in that area, you have to let them know that you're looking.
You have to let them know that you're looking. That's right. Now, with regard to these seven guys who are out, $200,000 reward that has just been placed on them today, should anybody be interested in that, well, you have to let the Texas authorities know.
Are you interested in that? Do you know of anybody who is?
Well, I'm a bounty hunter, and, of course, I make my living with the money that I make. They're offering about $30,000 per guy, and that right now, from the other bounty hunters that I talk to, that money's a little short.
A little short? What do you mean?
Well, I talked with Glenn Matthews, who skip traces in East Texas, and he told me that maybe he'd seen them in Kilgore. He thought he saw this Mr. Rivas, and he also thought he saw this other guy, Patrick Henry Murphy. But he couldn't be sure, and he'd heard about the reward being offered, and he told me that he might have a memory problem on that one. You know,
what do you mean have a memory problem? You're saying that when you see a guy but the money isn't enough, maybe you didn't see him?
Well, a memory problem, Phil, is when we bounty hunters may have seen a fugitive in some vicinity, but the reward money is what we call bus fare and a cup of coffee.
That's what you call reward money that isn't enough?
Yeah, it's a bus fare and a cup of coffee. Your vision might be a little bit cloudy. I remember on one particular job we were doing, this was a guy who was actually skipped his bail on aggravated assault. And when we found out the reward money was only $5,000 and deal, we thought it'd be about a $20,000 deal. I said, geez, you know, all of a sudden I'm not sure whether I saw that guy or not. And
well, is that the right thing to do? I mean, if you see the guy, don't you even inform the police?
Well, I can't be sure. You know, I mean, I've been blessed with a new marriage, Phil. My wife and I are looking to buy a new home. We want to do some improvements to the property, maybe put in a new sprinkler system and a pool or a spa. And that's something I'm not going to be able to do with 30 large. That's not going to happen.
Do you know where these guys are right now?
Well, you're asking me if I know where these seven guys
are? Yeah, do you know where these seven guys are right now? You're a bounty hunter. These seven guys who escaped prison in Texas, do you know where they are?
I'm having a little bit of a memory problem.
All right. Okay, Dean. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. You're having a memory problem.
Yeah, I might know where they are, but I'm having a little...
Okay, hold on. We're talking to Dean Wheeler. He's a bounty hunter. We're asking him about these seven guys who've escaped from maximum security prison in Texas. And I asked him, have you seen them? And you're saying you're having a memory problem.
Right now, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Does the memory problem clear up if I tack a few zeros onto the end of that reward?
Well,
It would, wouldn't it?
Well, let me tell you a story, Phil. In 1997, I single-handedly brought in Robert Clay Newman, and I don't know if you know who that is.
No, I do not.
Well, Robert Clay Newman had failed to, he failed to appear on a violation for an open container in a public beach within the county limits of Galveston, Texas. And I did it with no backup, minimal after-arrest support. I had no transportation, so we had to bring him across the state via an automobile when he told me that he was afraid of flying, which is a story in and of itself. And Robert Clay Newman had only skipped on a drinking in public violation. But the larger issue, Phil, is the longer you're away, the more desperate you get.
This guy had skipped out on what? There was a warrant for what? Because he was drinking on a beach?
In Galveston, Texas, yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like much.
No, but the point is, the longer you're away, the more desperate you are. And I knew that I saw Mr. Newman. He was at his apartment complex. He came out of his apartment. And I said, Robert Clay Newman? He said, yeah. I said, I'm a bounty hunter. I've got a warrant for your arrest. You skipped out on drinking in public. And so,
would you say that a guy who has failed to appear on a drinking on a public beach charge is a dangerous criminal?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. You want to try it? It was a significant reward for a drinking on the beach violation. It was about $800, and I don't know about you, but that'll pay for part of my mortgage. So I can.
All right. So you busted some guy who was drinking on a beach. Now you're talking about seven guys that came out of a maximum security prison. And
that's not a problem.
You could take them down.
It wouldn't be a problem, but right now for $30,000 per guy.
What do you think the reward ought to be?
Well, I think the reward ought to be up to seven figures. I really do. I think that...
like a million?
I think it ought to be $1 million, so that would put it around $150,000 apiece. Now we're talking some real money. Now we're talking about a sprinkler system and a nice wardrobe for my wife or something like that. I can tell you right now, it's not that we don't want to see these guys behind bars, Phil, but, you know, why do I want to stick my neck out for 30? 30 large, which isn't even going to put a chain-link fence around my house. And
You're getting married, or?
I'm newly married.
Okay, so you're really thinking a lot about the improvements you're going to make to your house, aren't you?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I've got a young wife. She's very beautiful. But we're going to have to do some things to kind of keep her happy. So what I want to do right now is I want to try to, get paid, and the only way to do that is to up that thing, that reward money. She needs some things like a young woman does need, and she's very beautiful, and I want to make her happy.
I had the weirdest vision here, Dean.
Yeah, well, Phil,
no, it was just that all of a sudden we were talking about your life as opposed to seven fugitives from justice. Dean Wheeler, you're a bounty hunter, right, Dean?
You bet.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the seven guys who are on the lam from the maximum security prison in Texas and how these guys have a reward on their head totaling 200 heads, I should say, totaling $200,000. Mr. Wheeler doesn't think the money is enough, and if the money isn't enough, maybe he's just going to have a problem finding them. One thing is, we've got more than just bounty hunters looking for them. We have cops who are not dependent upon bounty money or reward money. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler, who's a bounty hunter, about the seven escaped convicts in Texas and about the reward money, which you frankly, Dean, and you said this, you think the money's short. You don't think it's enough reward money for these guys.
Well, Phil, I'll illustrate my point if I could.
Go ahead.
The PT Cruiser is a beautiful new automobile. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's made by Chrysler.
Yeah, it's the one that looks a little bit like a retro 40s car.
You bet. And that's just gone up it's gone up $10,000 in cost, from $20,000 for a new PT Cruiser to $30,000. That's a four banger. But I've got myself a 19-year-old wife who thinks that's the greatest car she's ever seen. Now, what am I supposed to do if I'm only getting 30 large per guy? Now, that's $200,000. That's fine, but I've also got other improvements to make on my home. I can't get that done. I can't keep a 19-year-old wife happy. And I'll tell you, she's young and she's sweet. It's the best thing ever happened to me. And I'll go right ahead and tell you that she's built, too.
None of this has got anything to do, Dean, with capturing seven dangerous men.
You bet. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is I think you're going to have, for a bounty hunter to get involved, you're going to have to make it sweet. And sweeten it up at least as much as I got a sweet-looking wife. I think I want that reward to look sweet.
Well, like I said to you, there's other guys out there looking for him besides bounty hunters. There's law enforcement. Karen on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Karen, hello. Okay, she's not there. Here is Delaine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, he was saying, Mr. Wheeler, is that correct?
Dean Wheeler, yes, ma'am.
Yes. You know, you're probably correct that it's not enough money. You know, you have seven convicts out there. They're all wanted for murder in the state of Texas. In the state of Texas, we know that the death penalty is actually put into action. They actually convict them. So now these guys have nothing to lose. So murdering someone other than the cop that they already killed at the Oshman's is not going to be a big deal to them.
You bet.
Including your wife. If you see these guys and you don't give a tip to the FBI...
What's my wife got to do with any of this?
What it has to do with it is you are just as vulnerable as I am and your wife is and anyone else in the public.
These turkeys aren't going to come near me because I'm fully armed. I'm a licensed bounty hunter.
You can be licensed and they can still shoot you in the back and then run you over.
Last thing they want to do is tangle with me, I can tell you that.
They don't want to tangle with you, but if you're in their way, look.
Look, I'm the guy that brought in Robert Carl Newman.
That's fine and dandy, but when your wife is out shopping for new materials for your couch and you're not around.
My wife doesn't go anywhere without me, that's for starters, okay? And secondly, they're not going to take me on. They know all about me.
You're not invincible, sir. You are not invincible. There's seven of them.
They're in Texas. I'm in San Diego. Okay? Were they going to come all the way to San Diego
to hurt
me?
Absolutely. Why won't they? Because
they
can go through the border to Mexico through San Diego.
Okay, I'll tell you why they wouldn't do that. That's like going out of state to another state to get your ass kicked. Okay, I think I'll go to San Diego and get my ass kicked a little bit. They don't want to do that.
No,
okay?
See, they're not thinking about you because they have no idea who you are.
Okay, the odds that they'll come into California are what?
They're very low odds, Phil. These guys are in Texas right now. They got a manhunt, that pretty much has got a dog collar around them. I don't think they're going to be leaving the state.
Okay. Do they care that they have a manhunt out for them
right
now?
I think they care whether they stay alive. And
they
don't
really care.
They're
going to die.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. Here is, I like the way everybody's an expert on this. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Don on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering for the bounty hunter. I was wondering, first of all, if they have any oath they take. What I mean by that is if something was to happen to somebody that he knew where they were, he knew where these men were and a woman was to be raped or murdered, is that something he could live with on his conscience? Is it all about money and that's it?
Well, no, it's not all about money. I got a 19-year-old wife. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about. Okay, she's sweet, she's young, she's tender. Okay?
Yeah, but what has that got to do with anything?
All I'm saying is, there ought to be a couple extra zeros on the end of that money before I'm going to go and hang my rear end out in the breeze.
Well, I'll tell
you
what, if you knew where these guys were, any one of them, and anything happened to my wife, maybe I would become a bounty hunter for you.
Well, I doubt that very seriously, sir. I've got 15 years' experience. I'd probably hang your ass out to dry like something on a clothesline,
With as much experience as you have, the only thing that you're bringing up is a guy that you brought in that was drinking publicly on the beach. I think that's a little ridiculous.
I'm just talking
about a little bit ridiculous.
Robert, what's ridiculous about that? Robert Carl Newman was wanted.
Exactly.
Okay.
Was he on the 10 most wanted?
He was drinking
publicly on
the beach? Drinking on a public beach in Galveston, Texas.
What's ridiculous about that? I brought this guy in. You know, the longer you're out, that's a crime, the longer this guy was out.
It's just a shame because I'm sure there's some good bounty hunters out there, but you sound like a real fool.
I'm a fool? Have you ever done any bounty hunting? How old's your wife? Okay, I got a 19-year-old wife, okay? I'll tell you what, I see a stingray parked in my driveway, then maybe we got something to talk about.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Everybody is saying the same thing, and I'll just say it for them again. You sound like you're more interested in the money.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, it's not so much that I'm interested in the money. It's that what I am interested in is keeping my head on my shoulders and making sure that I make it through the day. And I sure as heck don't want to have to, I sure as heck don't want to have to deal with a situation whereby, go and hang my rear end out to dry on bringing these guys in. And the fact of the matter is that I'm getting short money. I'm not getting any kind of dough that I can live with. And, these guys are, for $3,000, I just put my ass on the line.
I can understand you saying you're putting your rear end on the line. I understand you saying you're risking your life. You don't have to go looking for these guys, right?
No, I don't. I don't have to look for these guys.
But what you are saying is if you saw these dudes, you wouldn't tell anybody because...
Well, I might have a little bit of a memory problem because I'm trying to make a couple of dollars for myself.
And the other thing is you keep bringing up this young wife that you got, this 19-year-old wife, the $30,000 that a PT Cruiser is going to cost you, maybe if you saw a Stingray parked in your driveway. What is it with this wife? Are you newly married?
Yeah, you bet I am, Phil. Uh-huh.
How long?
I've been married about 3 months.
How old are you?
I'm 39 years old.
And you got a 19-year-old wife?
You bet. You betcha.
Pretty proud of that, huh?
You bet I am. Very proud of that. She's very sweet. And I'll tell you, and I don't mind telling you, she's built. I'm telling you, she's like a young Sophia Loren. She's built. She's gorgeous. What I'm trying to do is say to you that how do you keep them down on the farm once they've seen Perry, okay? And I can't hope to keep that girl in my house unless I, start coming through with some of the sweet things, a few baubles, car, some nice things, a swing set. I don't know what she wants.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Henry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I just wanted to comment. I'm a little disgusted in Mr. Wheeler and his lack of obligation that he has to the community.
Anything else, sir?
Well, I think that if a sheriff's going to give somebody, such as a bounty hunter, a permit to hunt somebody down, then he should be, sworn to some type of obligation or ethical.
What do you want me to do? You want me to go out there and hang my neck out for a lousy $30,000 a guy?
Well, sir, I'm a police officer, and
You're a police officer where?
I'm a police officer in Santa Cruz County,
okay.
California.
Okay.
I don't get paid a cent more if
that's the difference between you and me. I'm a bounty hunter. I do. Okay. So you can't choose what you chase down. I do. All right, and I'm telling you, I'm newly married. I got a sweet wife.
I got all of this stuff about your 19-year-old wife, okay?
I have just as much to lose as you do.
Well, I don't know. How old's your wife?
That's irrelevant, but I have two children. I have two children.
And you got two children? That's good.
Yeah, I mean, so I go to work. I put my life on the line to catch somebody, and I'm not going to make a cent more. But I think I was sworn to an obligation to my community. And, hey, you're going to a sheriff in a county and asking for permission to hunt somebody down. You should have the same.
Well, I'm not going to. At $30,000 ahead, I'm not going to be asking permission.
All right, so you won't be looking for them.
You ought to be looking for another job.
No, I do what I do for the right kind of money, okay?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. At $30,000 a guy, you're not going to be looking.
No, I'm not. It's not the kind of money that I'd be looking at, okay? Look, I got a 19-year-old wife.
I got it about the wife already, man. And what is it you want to buy her? A Corvette or a PT Cruiser?
Look, she came to me the other day. She said these PT Cruisers are $30,000, okay? And, that's money. That's a four-banger.
So you need to go out and get yourself these guys so your wife can get herself a PT Cruiser.
Well, that's one of them, yeah.
All right, here is Rob on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I just like to make a few comments about this whole thing. I've been listening to this, and it just makes my blood curdle. There's people out there that are trained experts to take these people out. All they need is a tip on where these people are located. It's a moral obligation in our society to take care of each other.
Well, I got Robert Clay Newman,
Yeah, well,
he skipped out on that.
That's your claim. And Robert Clay Newman was a public drunkenness, and you can't make a living by bringing one person in. As a bounty hunter, you're going to starve a horrible death.
Well, I'm pretty
proud of that. 19-year-old wife.
All right, well, hold the line.
Rob,
hold the line here, and we'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show here. We're talking with Dean Wheeler, a bounty hunter from San Diego, California, about the seven escaped convicts in Texas. You're one bounty hunter who has said you wouldn't go after these guys because the price isn't high enough, correct?
That's what I'm saying, yes, sir.
Okay.
Let me give an example, Phil, if I could. Fat Alan Mosier, who happened to have been a very good friend of mine, had a warrant for a failure to appear. He was stopped by police with a suspended driver's license. He failed to appear, and I decided that I would not touch that one. That was for $650, and I got to tell you, I don't go for anything under $700. Okay.
Well, you went after a guy for $800. Why wouldn't you go after these guys for $300 or for $30,000?
Because Robert Carl Newman presented a challenge for me. Insofar that I was just starting my business and I had to start to get a resume. I wanted to get referrals. A lot of bail bondsmen won't hire you until you say, well, who have you brought in? I said, well, I brought in Robert Carl Newman. Now, I didn't want to bring in Fat Alan Mosier because that was only $650. But it did. Another friend of mine did do it, and, good for him, but I'm not going to do it.
And that was the guy had skipped. He didn't appear for on a suspended driver's license.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right, here is going back to Rob now. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I really just came from a different age than this gentleman here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I really have a hard time thinking that this kind of money wouldn't appeal to him. You know, these are wanted fugitives. And if you think you're going to bring these in people single-handedly, I think you've got a reality check coming, sir.
Well, I'm not saying I want to bring them in single-handedly, but right now, I just got married 3 months ago. Yeah, I got a handful with this new wife of mine. She's Latin. She's pretty sweet.
Well, my wife's not Latin, but I love her just as much as you love yours.
You bet.
And if I thought there was any chance of somebody out there that was as desperate as these people are, and especially living in San Antonio like I am, if I had any hint of where these people were, I would turn it over to the authorities who are trained and properly equipped to take these folks out. I'd be more than thankful to take that reward as it is.
Well, here's the deal. It cost me money to fly from San Diego to Texas. Then I got to rent a car. I got to get a motel. Bullets cost money. You know, right now they're up to probably $3-4 a bullet. I can't do it right now. I can't swing it, not with my wife. She just lost her job, so she's at home a lot, so she wants me to stay with her.
Well, last time I checked, the airfare is $250,000 to buy quite a few plane tickets to San Antonio.
Well, you bet.
The bullets.
You bet it would. You
How
bet
many
it
rounds
would,
do you think you'll get off against those guys before they take you down?
Well, you
it's
bet.
It's just that we have an honor-bound society to do what's right, and you're forgetting
That's
about
true.
That, and you're putting it only in the material world. There's more to life than stuff. And
right.
when you get as old as I am, you'll understand that.
I don't disagree with you, pal. It's just, this wife I got, she is a handful.
Well, the best
man,
problem you took
you
on yourself.
What is this with you, man? Are you like PW'd with this chick?
Whoa, watch it.
Well, I'm not trying to insult you, but every time you turn around, you talk about this 19-year-old baby you got at home.
She's not a babe, she's my wife.
Okay, she's your wife, but you're talking about you got to get the PT Cruiser for her, you hope you get the Corvette for her, she's built like a brick, you know what? Everything with you and the wife.
Well, I can't get too far away from her, okay? You know, because a lot of the guys like to come around. They want to take her dancing.
And if they take her dancing, that means what? I mean, dude, at some point you got to find out what's important here. You got to start making a living. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, maybe you got a point.
I think so, Lisa. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that married to a 19-year-old, you're 31.
I'm 38.
Oh, you're 38.
I know. I'm
Well, I'm 36,
older.
And I'll tell you what. I don't know any woman who has any brains, who has any maturity, would marry a man like you in the first place. This girl has to be the most immature, brainless girl, built or not built. Who cares?
Well, I mean, it's forgive me, ma'am. It's easy for you to say, but I'm a man, okay? And Well, she's got a sweater melon. I mean, I don't want to. I better not say.
Yeah, what you're talking to a lady, okay?
All right. Well, but the point is. She's got it going on six ways to sunset.
Well, so do I.
Well, I'm
and
not married to you. I'm not married to you, okay?
I wouldn't marry you because I have brains.
What's wrong with me? All I'm saying is
you're an arrogant moron.
How many girdles do you own?
I don't own any.
You don't own any? You're 36. You don't have one girdle.
No, honey, and I've had six kids.
You know what? I don't believe you. I think you're lying. I'm a bounty hunter, and I'm trained to detect that.
Well, maybe you should get out there and be Mr. Bad Butt that you are and bounty hunt. Do what you say. Do what you're preaching.
When was the last time your breast pointed north?
When was the last time?
I'm a bounty hunter. It's a very sexy job. Women love the cold, hard steel that I got in my slacks. And
my old man could take you on any day of the week.
I got a 19-year-old babe at home. Yeah, sure. I got a 19-year-old.
Okay, what are we doing here? Is this the schoolyard now?
Yeah,
is this the schoolyard?
No, she's the one that started it.
No, I'm just saying that if the woman was mature, she wouldn't have
Look,
married
Look, all I'm telling you is I got a babe at home who is built like Sophia Loren. She's got a pair on her that don't quit.
Who cares? What are we,
what do you want me to do? You want me to go to Texas and bring these guys in?
It's 200 G's. You come home with 200 G's, what's your wife going to say then?
You know what she's going to say? She's the one that told me don't do it because these guys aren't worth it. She wants seven figures. My wife has already told me. The next job I go on, seven figures. She's cracking the whip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I can't take it. You're pretty good looking, huh? What's your name, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, you lose the girdle. You give me a call.
No.
All right, don't.
Well, she started it.
Yeah, she started it. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Roger on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. I'm down here in Florida. I have a BH spa operation down here with
you got a spa?
Partners, with a secretary. And what you're talking about is crazy because a bounty hunter, a group, organization like ours, there's just three of us and a secretary. We go after anything. We go after a $50 fee to a $500 fee. Our relationship is with government.
Well, buddy, that's your business. It's not my business, okay? Well, you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing apples and oranges. I got a 19-year-old wife at home.
You know, we all have expenses. Neil, Howie, myself, even Ellen, our secretary, we all have to make a living.
Okay.
But we don't. We are there to assist law enforcement. We're not doing it only for the money. We make a living out of it. But what are you doing it for? We're doing it to make a living and also help law enforcement clean up the trash.
Well, I don't do that. I do it just to make a living, okay? And I got to keep my wife in, nice-looking clothes.
Are you a certified BH bounty hunter or not?
What do you mean?
Do you have any internship with anybody? Did you just decide one day you woke up and said, I'm going to be a bounty hunter?
Yeah.
Is that what that – well, yeah. You know –
Yes, I did.
Well, that's not the way it works. You're never going to see 10 figures or 7 or whatever.
I got Wheeler PI out in front of my business.
Wheeler PI?
Yes, sir.
Wheeler PI.
PI is different from a bounty hunter, right?
PI to BH.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. A private investigator, isn't that a different license from a...
Well, I got my PI and my BH.
You don't have your BH. You couldn't have
your BH. Have you got a PI or a BH?
Which do you have?
What do you got?
I just have a BH. Do you have
I got I got a PH.
We train.
A private hunter?
No, a bounty hunter.
No, I've got a bounty investigator.
What do you got? Are you a PI, a private investigator?
Well, this guy in Tampa, what is he?
I am strictly our whole organization, everyone involved except the secretary, Ellen. We are all BI.
Is a BI?
What's a BI?
BH.
You said
bounty hunter.
No.
We are certified bounty hunters.
You said you were a BI.
There's no BI. It's PI, private investigator, BH.
What about VIP?
Well, get out of here, will you?
Yeah.
Well, you know something? You're making fun of what I do for a living. I can tell you, my friend, if you got an eye full of my wife, man, she'd make the dead walk.
She might be a better BH than you are, a PI. That's all I can say. Let's be frank here.
She's an HB.
What is that, a Hewlett Pack?
No, it's a hard body.
All right, thank you. I'm going to take one more phone call here, and then I'm going to ask you very seriously, are you or are you not a bounty hunter?
Mr. Hendry.
I don't want you to answer that. I'm going to take a phone call. Maurice on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I've got one question for this bounty hunter guy. My question is, are you a citizen of the United States?
Oh, you bet I am.
Okay, if you're a citizen of the United States, you don't believe in the whole idea of if you know that there's something criminal going on, you report it? Because you're basically saying that you have a memory loss when people ask if you know where these people are.
Well, I'm taking a look at $200,000. That's about 30,000 guys, $30,000 per guy. You got to stop and say to yourself, whoa.
Okay,
you're going to
take money over being a citizen. over the pride of being a United States citizen.
Well, sir, you might have figured out a way to eat air, but I haven't. Okay.
I have a 9-to-5 job. I work my butt off to make the money
food.
That I make. But you know what? I'm happy
food.
With my life.
I eat food. I don't eat air.
Okay, I understand that. But another thing also, you keep talking about this 19-year-old wife, and you got to buy her this and that. It sounds to me like you're buying her love. And if this 19-year-old woman. If she's that greedy that she's not going to tell you to go out and get these guys just because you're not going to make enough money.
She's the best thing ever happened to me.
Oh, and I don't doubt that.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm not going
to
knock that.
I'm
not going to knock that because I'm married and I have a wonderful wife too.
Hey,
but to me, it sounds to me like you're buying her love.
I tell you, Britney Spears concert tickets in the front row. She wants this, and you know how much those are. What am I going to do?
Okay, that's fine. But now I got another question for you. Are you going to go out? You keep saying that you are not going to go after these seven guys.
Take the chrome off a trailer hitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're not going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we got the chrome off the trailer hitch. Go ahead, sir. What's your question?
Well, that's what I'm dealing with here.
Okay.
All right.
So you're not going to go after these seven guys, are you?
What am I going to do? I got to get a Corvette. Front row tickets for Britney Spears.
Sir.
Okay, I'm putting in a spa.
You know, you keep talking about
all for this 19-year-old wife.
Physical things. I'm trying to ask you
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Are you going to go after these seven guys or not?
They add another zero to the price, you bet.
Okay. Now, if you're not going to go after them right now,
that's $2 million.
Another
zero.
You know where
zero.
These guys are. Why don't you tell someone where they are if you know?
I'm keeping an eye on them right now. I'm keeping an eye on them.
So
you're
just going to wait till the price goes up.
I think they can juice it up a little bit. I think they can sweeten it. I'm waiting for them to sweeten it a little bit.
What about the rest of these guys? You mentioned a friend of yours, Mr. Matthews.
Glenn Matthews, yeah.
Is he waiting for them to sweeten it?
No, Glenn, he is the most jealous guy in the world. He wants to know where they are. I won't let him know. Buy low, sell high, my friend. That's how you do it.
So your friend Mr. Matthews wants to turn them in. Everybody else wants to know where they are. You're keeping an eye on them until they sweeten the pot.
You bet.
And
I'll tell you right now, I ain't buying
any
front row tickets for the San Diego Wildfire. And I'm not going to any ABA games, okay?
So basically you're doing that for your wife.
You go, of course.
Okay, how come you're not doing it for yourself?
I am doing it for myself.
It doesn't sound like it.
I got a wife.
Like you're doing all this just to make sure that your wife has this fancy car and fancy house.
Well, guess what happens when she's happy, pal?
You know what, though?
I get happy, okay?
If you don't love your wife, then she's not going to be happy with anything you give her.
She's going to love me, and I'll tell you right now, as I get those Britney Spears tickets, the chrome comes off.
So basically, if you get all this stuff, she's going to love you.
The chrome comes off the trailer hitch at midnight.
Okay, so if you don't bring any money in, she's not going to love you anymore.
That's the way it works, my friend.
All right, well, okay, good luck with your 19-year-old wife, man. I think if that's the price, I don't want to pay it.
Yeah, okay, limp.
Oh, limp is it, huh?
Okay, legless man.
Oh, I'm the legless guy.
Yeah, it sounds to me like this guy just doesn't have any cojones.
You guys, you can't get it up.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Ace. Thank you, sir, for your call. And another thing, I will never in my life ever... Oh, there he hung up. Good. 1-800-LIMP. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. So I got hosed on two of those games this weekend. On the NFL, I had Minnesota, and I had, what was the other team that I had? I had the Vikings, and I didn't have New York, and I didn't have Oakland. What was the other game? I can't remember the other game. It was the Vikings. It was the Oakland. It was freaking New York. Oh, and I had, I can't remember. And, of course, I'm asking Mike. He was only at Fox all day yesterday, so he don't know what the playoff games were. What were the four playoff games? Minnesota and New Orleans, Oakland and Miami, Baltimore and Tennessee, and New York and Philadelphia. And I picked... Which game did I pick, right? I picked the Oakland game and the Minnesota game, right? I didn't think Miami had a shot. But those other two games were horrible. So anyway, it's going to be Oakland and the Ravens, and it's going to be the Vikings and the Giants. And so far, the only team that I really like in that mix are the Minnesota Vikings. I'm not. There's no way I'm pulling for the New York Giants or the Oakland Raiders because for obvious reasons. The New York Giants I'm going to pull for because I don't come from New York. I'm from L.A., so you hate naturally anything that's out of New York. What's the other team that the Raiders are playing? The Ravens. I don't know from the Ravens. The Oakland Raiders I'm not going to pull for. I've been a Raider fan since the 70s. One of the problems I have with the Raiders is that there's a distinct difference between the two most obnoxious fans in the world are the Oakland Raider fans and the New York Giant fans. I know I've had personal experience with both. The last fight, the actual last fist fight that I was ever in was at a L.A. Ram-New York Giant game. So the last fist that I ever swung in anger in my life, and this is going back 14 years, was at a New York Giant fan. That's how angry I got. And one of the reasons why I was so riled up by the Giant fans is that they're not only obnoxious individuals, they're very knowledgeable. They are a knowledgeable football fan. Raider fans don't bother me at all. And the reason why Raider fans don't bother me is because, yes, they're loud and, yes, they're obnoxious, but they're the stupidest football fan you have ever, ever, ever met in your life. They know absolutely nothing about the game. Nothing. Now, I know this not only from their most recent days in Oakland, but more practically speaking, when they were here in L.A. There was never a dumber football fan placed on the face of this earth than the stupid Los Angeles Raider fan. They wore their black and silver jackets, dumb as dirt, hooping it up and whooping it. They didn't know what down it was. They didn't know whether, is it the fifth down now? You know, how many points for a field goal? These dumbasses didn't know anything. All they knew was to get into their black and silver and have another beer. Have another beer punch. Hoop it up. Who let the freaking dogs out? Whatever. Well, there it is. And there they are, you know. But the Giant fan, totally different. Just as obnoxious as a Raider fan, but they're smart and they know their football. And they know their football because they've had football in that city for many years. And the Giants, I mean, those cats, they never have a problem selling out a game. They'll never have a problem selling a ticket. The New York Giants, you know, New York, you want to know the best sports city in America? It's New York. Forget about whether you think it's L.A. or whether maybe it's Chicago or, hey, how about that Cleveland or go Detroit. I don't give a... New York City and the surrounding environs, the only city in America where they never have to worry about whether the fans are going to turn out for a freaking ball game. They love their sports back there. But those Raider fans, moron. And wait till you see them next week when they come out dressed as, I don't know what, freaking, you know, who's the broad that was riding around on the horse nude? Lady Godiva in black and silver. Darth Vader. The guy that was in the dress. What is that about? Some dude in a pith helmet with a sword. What's going on with those people? Man, they spiking the punch and the water, everything else up there. And they're you talk about pot. You talk about endless bags of dope. They're just, I mean, there's a cloud of weed hanging over the parking lot before those cats even hit the turnstile. And they go in and they whoop it up, and the Raiders could lose by 50 freaking points, and they think there's a shot. Ah, you lost. What? You lost. 50-0, man, you lost. So, you know, Vikings, the only team left for me, only because there's some, you know, I don't know, I can handle their fans. I can kick ass on their fans, I guess. Phil Hendry Show.